TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
TanCast!
I'll do it for $1 million!
Why did I laugh like that?
I don't know. I was like, what the fuck is it? $1 million in 7-Up cans?
Isn't that how you store money?
I don't know, but I think I'd work
what
it
out. What if they paid you in $1 bills, each stuffed in 7-Up cans? Would that be a deal breaker? Or would you be like, I'm also going to get a lot of money from recycling the 7-Up cans?
And I'd be like, I'm also going to drink a lot of 7-Up. Crisp, clean, no caffeine.
What if they made you take your flight out of that $1 million? Because that would be a deal breaker for me.
Fuck, one day I hope I have $1 million so I can offer it to Tim. And like, if I'm paying for your plane flight, he'll be like, no, I turned it down.
Either that or I'm driving.
I'll get there eventually. No,
you gotta get here. Like, you gotta pay for your own gas. Tick, 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 tick,
tick. All right, well, it's better than a plane ticket.
Really? Well, actually, there is a website that actually breaks down, like, if it's worth it to fly or there's an article that breaks down if it was worth it to fly or drive. And L.A. is worth it to fly.
From where?
From the Bay Area.
Trying to get out of L.A., it's less expensive to fly out than it is to deal with the traffic just getting outside of the city, I believe is what Noah's going for.
They broke it down. I think they took gas into account, too.
Yes, well, curse you and your cheddar cheese memories. Because they Swiss cheese memories, but I think that's trademarked.
I'm going to call that article bullshit as someone who does it fairly often.
Well, they're saying you can get a flight for like $100-something in gas.
Wait, are they saying flying out of LAX or are they saying flying out of Burbank?
I don't know.
Are they saying flying Southwest and sitting next to Kevin Smith? Because that
secondhand.
Yeah, I better get a discount since I'm only getting 3/4 of a seat.
What are you talking about? You would happily give him those that extra quarter of your seat, and you'd lean over and suck him off the whole way. It's Kevin Smith.
No, I just talk about TanCast the whole time. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
TanCast, everybody.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
We did a normal one.
Holy shit on balls.
Shit right on the balls.
What? I don't know. I can't. It won't. It's not.
Wow.
I don't know where to go from here.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
We've never planned for this contingency.
Good night, everybody.
So, I'm a little sad.
Did your boyfriend leave you?
Because I don't think they make enough Viagra to bring Boner back.
Was that your too soon joke that you didn't want to tell us before the show?
Yeah, I almost tweeted, oh, the world lost its boner this week. I told my wife about that. She goes, no, no, no.
Yes.
It's like suicide is bad and sad, but boner jokes are funny, and I am tempted.
I read that he hung himself in this park.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if it's... I don't think it was confirmed when I read it, but it was just like... Wow.
He was on Growing Pains, right?
Yes.
I was going to say, for the people who don't know what we're talking about, some dude from the Growing Pains who played a character named Boner killed himself.
And that was a very good theme song, by the way. Show me that
smile. according to Alyssa, duh.
Yeah. he also played Joker in this online Batman short movie thing that was out. I think it's supposed to be a trailer, actually. It's called Batman Dead End. Either of you ever seen that?
No.
Oh, it's pretty good. It's like, I mean, it looks good, but it's not professional. It's not done by any like particular company. It's just some guys who are like, you know, hey, we want to make this, you know, Batman trailer, and they did it.
So it's done.
Check it out, Batman Dead End. I'll find a link for you.
Is that the one where he's fighting and?
Yes. I wasn't going to say that because I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Spoiler. Okay, we'll bleep that out, and this way I'll say, he's fighting the Joker, and then something strange happens.
As things often will do with the Joker.
But it's not even involving the Joker. They take it up a notch into Crazy Town. And but it's still 14 times better than Batman and Robin. Like, I would rather they just loop that so that I'm spending the same amount of time watching that over and over again than watching Batman and Robin.
Yes.
That's all I have to say about that.
Is that all you have to say about that?
That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. So, while I may make some callous jokes here, if anyone listening to this is noticing any warning signs, like, you know, family or friends suddenly giving you a bunch of their possessions just kind of out of the blue, check whether they
ask for the expensive shit.
Well, as I say, check whether they have cancer, and if they do, go to town, get what you want. If they don't have cancer, they're probably suicidal, and you really should get them some help.
But not before you get their weed.
Not before you get their weed.
Well, yes, that too. That helps. That helps make the Wii more tolerable when you keep losing.
fuck, Mario, fuck!
Fuck this Legoland-looking motherfucker!
All right, Mario, you do whatever the fuck you want.
So did the guy who played Bonner, did he give, like, his family his possessions?
No, he was giving, like, friends a bunch of his shit.
Oh. Yeah, that's not uncommon for suicide victims. Suicide victims.
Well,
man,
yeah,
I was walking along,
are.
And I attacked myself. I'm a victim of suicide.
You know, they kind of are victims. They're victims of themselves, you know? They're depression's scary is what I'm trying to say. That's the words version.
Yes, it is.
Now, one thing, though. Okay, it's like mid-80s to early 90s. I was a kid then. I knew that boner meant hard-on. It meant erection. How did nobody working on the show make that jump?
Or maybe they made that jump, but they got away with it.
Because didn't boner also mean, like, mistake or goof-up?
I thought his full name was, like, Stabone.
Yeah, Richard Milhouse Stabone. I looked that up. I did not have that sitting right on the top of my head. I knew it was Richard Stabone, which always made me laugh once I realized that Dick was a nickname for Richard.
Show me that smile. Oh, show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying.
We're nowhere near the
We're
end.
Nowhere near the best is ready to begin.
I couldn't remember what the harmony did after that.
Now that we got each other.
Meow, 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 meow.
Andrew Koenig.
Yeah, that's why I tune into Tankcast for shitty renditions of 80s theme songs.
No, this is our tribute to Andrew Koenig.
I thought he was a relative of the guy who played Chekhov.
He is. He's his son.
What?
Yep, son.
Yeah, this Andrew Koenig is Walter Koenig's son.
You're fucking with me.
Nope. Google it.
I'm going to, because I don't trust you two as far as I can spit.
Boner is Chekhov's son.
How about Boner? Oh, let's look up Boner. Oh, that gets you to a different site than you think.
Oh, really? Yeah,
let's see here. I'm going
to
Google.
It actually gets you to awkwardboners.com. Although the first thing was a news revolt for news result for Koenig. Oh, yeah. Look, it's spelled the same and everything.
I did a search for Chekhov boner, and the first thing is from chud.com's forum. Chekhov's boner missing somewhere in Canada.
Oh.
Oh, you're right. He is his son.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know we're right.
Look at that. Exactly.
I'm sure the listeners are just as amazed as I am that you two are right about something.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Should we do some tan laughs? Yes.
Yes.
Thanks, Tim.
Not
good idea.
Baby.
We desperately need some after this.
Everybody's got a laughing place. A laughing place. Go, go, go. Come on in. Give us all a friend. And you'll find your time. Go, go, go.
Tan laughs.
All right. This first one is from Alyssa. Hooray.
Hooray. Okay.
So, a man escapes from prison where he's been for 15 years. He breaks into a house to look for money and guns and finds a young couple in bed. He orders the guy out of bed and ties him to a chair. While tying the girl to the bed, he gets on top of her, kisses her neck, and then gets up and goes to the bathroom. While he's in there, the husband tells his wife, "Listen, this guy's just an escaped convict. Look at his clothes. He probably just spent lots of time in jail and hasn't seen a woman in years. I saw how he kissed your neck. If he wants sex, don't resist. Don't complain. Do whatever he tells you. Satisfy him no matter how much he nauseates you. This guy probably is very dangerous. If he gets angry, he'll kill us. Be strong, honey. I love you." To which the wife responds, "He wasn't kissing my neck. He was whispering in my ear. He told me he was gay, thought you were cute, and asked me if we had any Vaseline. I told him it was in the bathroom. Be strong, honey. I love you, too."
Oh, I kind of saw where that was going, but it was still good.
And you saw, and soon you'll see where it's coming.
Right on his back, like a quart of hot, hot
mayonnaise.
Hot yogurt.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Capital M-A-N. Mayonnaise, yeah.
Yes, we got it. We got it. Semen joke. We get it.
Oh, semen.
I don't know why, Tim, but somehow you managed to surprise me with that. Oh, semen. I think I had a little tiny revolt in my brain. It's like, no, Tim's not that stupid.
Yes, he is.
Oh, oh, I get it.
This picture's right. Funny.
Well, thanks, Noah. I had wondered about that picture. Oh, you have a link.
Failblog.org, one of my favorite sites.
Every once in a while, somebody will put something up as a fail, and it's like, no, that is totally a win. And this is a win, too. This is not a fail.
Yeah, I would say it's a win.
And it's not that original. It's been done.
Yes. I haven't seen it before.
It was probably done that year, like that Halloween.
Although it didn't
surprise
me.
Well, who knows how fucking old this picture is?
It was amusing to me. Anyways, I got a joke, if you want to hear it.
Go for it.
The Pope was getting into his limo one night, and when he turned to the limo driver and said, you know what, before I die, I would like to drive this beautiful limo just once. Well, the limo driver says, come up here and take the wheel, your holiness, and I'll get in back. Further down the road, the limo stopped by a policeman, who walks over to the limo, sees who's sitting in the front seat, and runs back to the squad car. He calls dispatch and says, I just pulled over someone really important, and I don't know what to do. Well, who is it, this dispatcher says, the mayor, the governor, the president? I don't know exactly who he is, the officer responds, but the Pope is his chauffeur.
I was like, I know this joke. I can't remember the punchline. And now I do. Because you just said it. That was very helpful in me remembering.
Hearing the answer? Yeah. You know, if only I was able to use that sort of memory when I was taking tests in high school.
No, we'll just come up and tell you? See.
Yeah. Wait. No, this isn't multiple choice. Yes, but I was answering you in Spanish. You got a Spanish test coming up later. I'm being doubly helpful. And then Noah just disappears in a cloud of smoke. Poof, memory guy!
All right, Andy, just tell a joke.
So this joke comes from EJ, Tancast's number one bisexual fan. A girl asks her boyfriend to come over Friday night and have dinner with her parents. This being a big event, the girl tells her boyfriend that after dinner, she'd like to go out and do it for the first time. Well, the boy is ecstatic, but he has never done it before, so he takes a trip to the pharmacist to get some protection. The pharmacist helps the boy for about an hour. He tells the boy everything there is to know about protection and doing it. At the register, the pharmacist asks the boy how many he'd like to buy, a 3-pack, a 10-pack, or a family pack. The boy insists on the family pack because he thinks he'll be very busy at being his first time and all. That night, the boy shows up at the girl's parents' house and meets the girl at the door. Oh, I'm so excited for you to meet my parents. Come on in. The boy goes inside, taken to the dinner table where the girl's parents are seated. The boy quickly offers to say grace, bows his head. A minute passes, and the boy is still deep in prayer with his head down. 10 minutes passes, and there's still no movement from the boy. Finally, after 20 minutes with his head down, the girl leans over and whispers to her boyfriend, I had no idea you were so religious. The boy turns and whispers back, I had no idea your father was a pharmacist.
Oh, woo-hoo. That's good. That is good.
You know what would be a great way to top off 10 laughs?
Hmm.
If Noah told us about a new recipe that he wanted to share with everyone.
And then we could laugh at him?
Or if he had suggested that he wanted to do that right after 10 laughs before the show, and I'm helping facilitate it.
Segwaying into it?
And then we can laugh at him? Just see how we can laugh at him, and it'll be totally worth it.
Yes, Andy, we can laugh at you. All right, go ahead, Noah. All right.
We gotta do the cooking by the book. Yeah!
So I actually just made this morning, right before Tancast. It is cinnamon pancakes.
Where's the bacon?
There's no bacon in this.
Then I don't care.
All right. Well, they're still delicious. And along with that recipe, you can make maple syrup glaze to go on your pancakes, and that was delicious as well. And I will send you a link. Fuck, I am slow when it comes to making shit. It's like prep time, 5 minutes. I probably was like prepping for like for half hour, 45 minutes.
Jesus.
Whenever I make a recipe for the first time, always usually takes me longer than it should.
Wait, everybody, wait a minute. This shit squared
honey,
away.
You don't have to measure the water with an eyedropper. I gotta be precise.
I would like to comment on the last recipe that Noah shared with us, the chicken saute wraps. I made them,
yes.
Sort of.
I
substituted practically every ingredient because I'm like, I don't have that. Let's use this.
Did you wind up with a cake?
I actually wound up with a 53 Buick. I was like,
well,
it's crunchier than I thought it'd be.
I don't have chicken, but I do have this transmission.
Like, I didn't have coconut milk, so I used milk. Because, you know, why not?
I told them they don't taste similar.
I didn't have onions, so I didn't use then any.
You don't like onions.
Yeah, right. Sorry, that's what I meant. I didn't have onions because I don't want onions. Didn't have red pepper, so I used regular pepper. And there was something else that I used chili powder instead of. I was like, this is all wrong. What?
Was it
tasty.
Cumin that you use chili powder for?
Was that chili
paste? I don't know. I don't have the recipe right in front of me.
Well, then stop talking.
It was like red pepper flakes, I think. Is what he used pepper for. I sent two links to you, Tim. One is like just a recipe, and one's like the recipe with like pictures of every step. If people want to see pictures.
Nice. Look at that. And you see if you can beat Noah's 45-minute record for the 5-minute prep time.
See if you can knock that down a little bit.
Or up. It took me 5 hours. Shit was delicious. I had to start preparing for breakfast before I went to bed.
It was quite tasty, though. I would make it again someday. I should say that
so
I
tasty,
do not...
it wore him out.
I should say, wow, prep time 5 minutes, cook time 3 minutes. I was probably at it for an hour. Yay.
You would not make it on Hell's Kitchen. No, what are you doing?
No, dude, I've seen some of these recipes where it's like, you know, prep time 5 minutes.
How long does it take
like,
to stir in some fucking cinnamon?
Prep time 5 minutes if like somebody else came in and magically measured everything out for you and put them in separate bowls and...
That is true. I probably took longer than you're supposed to take, but 5 minutes does seem short if you have to measure out everything and then mix it all together.
Yeah, unless you were like... just a whiz, popping the top off the flour, shake it and going, 2 cups. Shake it again. All right, 3. We're good.
Really? How long does it take you to put something that is a cup into the flour, take it out, dump it in the bowl, do it again, repeat once more?
Yeah, for the flour, and then for the baking soda, and then for the...
sugar,
what else goes
salt,
into this thing?
And then you got mix all the dry ingredients together.
I'm going to throw that out. I think I can do that in under a minute. Maybe that'll be the next Tancast video. I will try and do that in under a minute. I think
Wait,
I can do it.
The whole thing?
No. Just scooping out those 4 things that you just said.
So,
we were going way over four. You just cut us off at 4.
No, they started... No, they. Those guys on the podcast I'm listening to while recording it, they were saying... they started saying, like, then you have to do this and that, but it wasn't adding more ingredients.
Flour, sugar, salt, baking powder, cinnamon, eggs, milk,
vanilla?
Corn syrup, butter, vanilla.
Did I hear vanilla?
Yeah,
are we gonna have some vanilla?
What I should say about the corn syrup is I didn't use corn syrup because we don't have it, so I used molasses. Tasted fine.
Molasses.
I would think molasses would be better.
Yeah, tasted good. Tim, I would say you can't take anything out, though, before. I think that's part of prep time.
I wouldn't have taken anything out. That would be fucked up.
You're saying you can go get all the items... and measure them out in under a minute.
Well, maybe that's the problem you two have, having your big palatial kitchens. Like, fucking, it's all right there. Bam! It's all wedged into one thing. I take one thing out, it all falls down.
All right, I'm waiting to see this video.
I just scoop it up and throw it in a bowl. Eat it. Done. Made it happen. Behold the magic. Speaking of beholding the magic, I was just in Disneyland with Alyssa, by the way. Hello, Alyssa. Rocking her I Am a Tan Nasty sweatshirt, available now at cafepress.com/tancast. Always good to plug. It's to stutter over your site plug.
Did you growl at her?
Kevin, did I? Yes. Yes, Mr. Twitter. We were on the tram ride back. Or no, not we weren't on the tram ride. We were on something, and I can't remember what. There was some sort of joke, and it ended with me growling at her. And she goes, "You've just growled at me for the second time today." And then she tweeted about it.
Wait, why'd you growl the first time?
Similar reasons. It was funny. You know what? I'm just in the moment.
Probably because she was trying to take away Tim's little leathery pig ear.
Leathery pig ear. Lovely. Well, anyway, Captain EO is open again. And we went and fucking saw that shit. It's awesome. The only thing is that they weren't able to bring back all the special effects from the in-theater special effects. Like, they had lasers and fog machines and shit. They didn't bring them back. So there's one scene where the in-theater lasers were a replacement for lasers actually happening on screen. So, like, they would shoot from the back of the theater to the screen, and you hear the pew, pew, pew! Now you still hear the pew, 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 and you see two ships on the screen, but no laser. So it seems like you're watching two ships fly by, and there's a laser fight going somewhere off camera. Like, fuck, this is a dangerous neighborhood. Lasers be shooting everywhere. Look out! Nice. And then they also for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, they had this thing where... Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, which was there previously. They had this thing where the floor would move. Like, because at one point the audience gets shrunk, hence the title of that show. And then the baby picks up the entire audience and walks with it. So they had this gimbal underneath, so while you're watching it, you're shaking all around. So they decided to incorporate that into Captain EO. And sometimes it makes sense, like when things are crashing, like in the space battles or whatever. But then it starts just shaking while he's dancing, and it just doesn't stop. Like, it goes for, like, the whole song. I'm like, all right, what is this, a rodeo? If I stay on for 8 seconds, I win? Like, can we calm it down, please? I'm getting neck aches. It's like rocking. All right, stop it. Please. I beg you to stop it. Please.
Now they're making you dance.
They're not making us dance.
Seems like they kind of half-assed it. Come on, Disney. Step your game up.
Doug Benson was in that movie, by the way.
Did you see him?
I haven't told you about this. No. Every time I looked for him in the finale, I couldn't find him.
Oh, man.
I'm going to tweet him now and ask him about it, and he's not going to respond, because who the fuck is Tim Babb? Exactly.
I've been listening to his podcast. I find it very amusing.
Yes, me too. Doug hates screaming babies, candy wrappers, and they see with 50 Pop-Tart kernels that are in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Not quite, but close.
You mean I didn't get the words right, or I didn't get the tune right? Because I nailed the tune.
The tune.
No, actually.
You got the words right.
No. I'm like, fuck. I'll just make it up so it matches the syllables. But, oh yeah, dude.
It's not close.
I was singing... I wasn't singing the main harmony guy. I was singing one of the guys beneath that you don't pay attention to.
That's a good intro song. I think we would suck at the Leonard Maltin game.
I almost want to play it. I think that'd be funny.
Well, I would think I would suck. I don't know about how you feel about it.
Oh, Noah. Yeah. Christmas comes early today.
Mike fail?
For Christmas, I mean Mike fail.
Tim, do you hear it too?
Oh yeah. No, okay. Andy's fucking with you.
Tim, I fucking hate you.
This Tancast Noah Mike Fail is brought to you by a discussion of this Tancast Noah Mike Fail. That was a bit early for us, for a Noka Mike Afeko.
I think it just does it when it wants to do it.
Look, I'm a Mike, I do what I want. I've listened to you. I fail when I won't fail. Well,
what the fuck?
Don't be jealous of me, because I'm a Mike, doing my own Mike thing, motherfucker.
What is that voice you're doing?
I have no idea. It's Noah's mic voice. Yeah, I'll record your shit. Don't fuck with me, motherfucker. I ain't recording shit if I don't wanna.
And now, back to the show. And we're back.
From outer space. We just walked here to find you there with that sad look upon your face.
You should have changed the fucking locks. Should have made me leave my key.
If you'd have known for just 1 second that I'd be...
Welcome to Tancast Karaoke, everybody.
Here to take a pee. Go on, now, go.
I'm not laughing at you, Andy, by the way. I'm laughing at this picture.
Oh,
Noah, getting my hopes up and then just trampling them to death. How like a Noah.
It's like Noah's a woman.
It took me forever to figure out what the fuck that caption meant, and then I looked in the back.
You're like, what the fuck is she doing?
I think the caption's correct.
It's a photobomb. We can't. You know what? I don't want to explain it. You'll have to check that link, or otherwise you're just going to miss out on the fun.
But I'm sure a lot of you know what photobombs are.
Oh, I mean, I can explain what a photobomb is.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Whoa, all right.
What fuck?
I'll send you a link.
Okay, dude, come back to us.
Come back. We're over here.
Okay.
I'm gonna read this caption. It doesn't matter if it's rain, sleet, or snow. It's always prime weather for thunder thighs.
She's got some tiny shorts on.
And like, those are fucking Uggs.
It looks like something you'd wear around the house. Like, why would you go out in public like that?
Dude, I think the entirety of the site, People of Walmart, revolves around, why the fuck would you go out of the house like that?
Some are not that bad. I'm amazed how many famous people stop by Walmart. Like, hey, that's fucking not Rob Schneider. I think Jimmy Fallon. I saw one with Jimmy Fallon. I was like,
well, that's
really?
Before the late show, or tonight show, late night, whatever. That's before the network money started rolling in.
Now he stepped up.
When he was
speaking of people wearing the short shorts and the Uggs, fucking when Alyssa and I were in Disneyland, we were like these people with the short shorts and the Uggs. I'm like, fucking, you need to make up your mind. Uh-huh. You can't. Your feet can't be on Hoth while your legs are on Mustafar.
Actually, I don't mind it.
I was with you until you were at the new trilogy reference.
Well, it was funny because like I come off now as though I had said it that way, but I was like, when I actually said it to Alyssa, I was like, your feet can't be on your hearth and your legs on a place that's hot.
Yeah, you had time to think about it, suss it out.
I actually Googled it while that was the delay in between us talking about it originally and me saying it now.
Tatooine?
I'm like, Google
Desert Planet?
Oh, yeah, Desert Planet would have worked.
Yeah, that's where I would have gone.
Well, lick a ball, how about that?
Oh, well, I'm smarter than you.
No, fire is hotter than desert.
Yes, fire is hotter than desert. However, I'm saying desert, perfectly acceptable for that joke. Not having to dip
into
the shite that is the new
trilogy. I don't want to go for acceptable. I'm going for exceptional. Now, who can eat a bag of shit? Andy can.
The Andy man can.
Well, Andy didn't have lunch, so Andy probably could eat a bag of shit right about now.
Oh, I'll call Taco Bell and tell him you're coming.
I love me some Taco Bell.
As long as it's a good Taco Bell.
Is there a bad Taco Bell?
Yeah, there are some Taco Bells that are not as good.
Okay. I haven't been to them.
Do they have the $5 box meal in your area?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Andy.
No, I was asking you, because your area
checked.
Is so foreign to me.
I didn't look.
That's good. It's a burrito. It's a... What do you call the thing? It's... I mean, obviously there's a taco, and then a burrito, and then there's...
Crunchwrap Supreme.
No.
Chalupa? Gordita?
Yes, I think it's a gordita.
Gordita Crunch.
Yes, Gordita Crunch, muy delicioso.
Mm. I like the volcano version of it.
Oh, no.
Noah likes for his balls to sweat while he eats.
Taco Bell does enough damage to my innards. I don't need them to step it up a notch. Yeah.
And I get the volcano one, and I put the fire sauce on top.
Jesus Christ, Noah. You're just like challenging the plumbing in your house to fail. I dare you to handle this molten shit lava.
The porcelain starts steaming and smoking.
The toilet actually just runs away, like it gains sentience and leaves.
Fuck it. Screaming. No, not or.
Like you come home, your toilet has hung itself.
Oh, in the park? Too soon?
Oh, Jesus.
I was about to make a Koenig joke as well. Oh, hell is going to be hot.
Better bring your Uggs.
Did I tell you about the toilet that my in-laws got? I mean, it's nothing super special about the toilet, but the height of the toilet is called chair height. So, like, when you sit down, it's like, hey, I'm sitting down a lot sooner than I thought I would be. I'm not all the way to the ground. I'm like, this is a genius idea.
It's for old people with bad knees.
Yeah, they are. They are older. But I want one. Because, like, I don't really like, I'm sitting on the toilet, go all the way down. I'm like, it'd be nice if it was just at chair height. Someday, maybe when we, if we add on a new bathroom.
I want a tall one, I have to actually hop up on it, like a bar stool.
To once have just kicky feet, like, yeah, I'm shitting and kicking,
I
kicking and shitting.
My feet, like.
Kick your little feet up as you take a dump.
Yep. I mean, I do that already, but it's just not as fun, because when they come back down, they hit floor.
See, and I want a toilet that's, like, half as close to the ground, or, you know, well, I guess twice as close to the ground as the current toilet I have is. So I can, like, you know, really get a good squat on and get, like, some leverage on those poos.
So you want, like, a Japanese-style toilet?
Yeah. I want to look like a dog taking a dump in the grass, is what I'm saying. But I still want to have my cheeks on something.
This is why the tan house was eventually destined to break up, because we don't see eye to eye on toilet height.
Actually, given the difference in our height,
shut up.
If we put three of those in there, we would see eye to eye.
Shut up.
As long as Tim was on a super high.
He's trying to make a joke. Shut up.
Barstool toilet.
That's why I'm trying to stop him. I'm like, stop, stop. Trying to stop this Andy joke before it starts. Trying to Terminator 2, go back in time and change the fate.
Go back in time and lick my nuts.
Look at that. I made a worse joke than Andy. You're welcome.
Well, this is a segue into something we're going to do. I watched some movies last night, this weekend.
Congratulations.
I watched Enemy at the Gates, which I know is not brand new, but I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either. And?
It was quite good. I liked it.
All right.
Had Ed Harris, Jude Law, and Joseph Fiennes, who hasn't done a lot. I know he's on Flash Forward now.
Yep. And also had Ron Perlman.
It did have Ron Perlman. And I was about to say something, but if you haven't seen it, I won't ruin it for you.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Turns out the enemy is not at the gates.
The enemy was behind the fence. But
the enemy
was
actually in the veranda.
They did not even really try to bother with accents at all. They're just like, fuck it, just speak in your voice.
Like Sean Connery in Hunt for Red October.
Yes, I'm Russian. How are you like that? Russian like a motherfucker.
No, it seemed like they did kind of like British accents for the Russians and American accents for the Germans.
Yeah, I try to see if Ed Harris was like trying to do a bit of an accent, but I'm like, no, that pretty much just sounds like Ed Harris.
Yeah. Of course, then there were also Germans that were doing like the Hogan's Heroes German accents. So. You're right. They just kind of... It was like Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Forsooth! Hey, guys!
Oh, and it has Andy's Hollywood crush, Rachel Weisz.
Mm-hmm. Getting naked.
Yep, you see some booty. There's a sex scene. How did not anyone fucking wake up? Like, they were like a foot, maybe... If they foot away from the next person, just doing it, making noises, Noah, and no one woke up.
Noah, have you spent the day killing Germans before?
Yes.
Tiring work.
They weren't tired. They were doing the fucking. They had enough energy. I guess maybe his job is a little easier since he's like just sitting up in a perch.
Yeah, he just lays around all day.
Takes naps.
Fucking lazy sniper. Yep. Then wakes up. It's like, oh, I should shoot someone.
But yeah, it was quite good. I enjoyed it. And I saw. Delivers from Evil, which is not such an uplifting movie. It was good. Do you guys... Kevin Smith talked about it, which is why I saw it. I kind of wanted to see it before, but then he reminded me I wanted to see it. About the priest who went up and down California molesting children.
No, I don't believe I've seen it or heard of it. But yes, it does not sound terribly uplifting.
Nope. I mean, at first, I wouldn't say it starts off light, but it's not, you know, too intense. But as they get into more of what he did, talking to the people they affected, then it starts getting intense. I'm like, oh, this is very sad. And then also, they also talked about the cover-up by, you know, the Catholic Church. What they feel was the cover-up. Which, you know, it seemed very plausible. So, it was a good movie, but yeah, a little depressing.
Yeah, well, not to be a Catholic basher, but I do believe that the evidence for systemic cover-ups is pretty undeniable at this point.
Tim still there?
Nope.
And then, from that uplifting topic, don't we want to do our top movie themes?
Before that, I can go to that, because I was just listening to a lot of movie reviews, because I was listening to that Now Playing podcast again.
Huh?
I listened to the Back to the Future Part 3, and fucking, they just hate Part 2 and 3. Fuck them. And then...
In the ass.
Then I decided to listen to their Star Trek retrospective series, and even when I agreed with them, I felt they got the idea wrong of what, like, I'm agreeing with them for the wrong reasons. I'm like, no, you don't know why it's good. Fuck off. Like, they just have something against Shatner. Fuck them. And so then I listened to their Terminator retrospective series, and finally I agreed with them.
You're all lined up?
Yep. It's funny that I keep, like, I don't agree with these guys. I'm going to listen to more of their shit.
Which is funny, because that probably means that I would disagree with them, because you and I don't agree about Terminator.
Yeah, well, you're wrong. So, about how the third one completely just shat on the message and the legacy of the second one.
Yeah, but in some ways kind of went back to the message of the first one.
Nope, you're wrong.
There you have it.
I think it was a valid conclusion.
I think you are mistaken.
I have not seen the fourth one, so I don't know how much more they piss on the series.
Yeah, I haven't seen the fourth one yet either, and I want, because they do review the fourth one. I'm curious to hear their thoughts on it now. It's funny that, I disagree with them usually intensely, but want to hear more of what they say, and that must be what it must be like for conservatives who listen to this show. Every so often we get a conservative listener like, oh, I'm one of your conservative listeners. Like, fuck these guys. I'm going to listen to the next one. They don't know shit about shit. Even when I agree with them, they're right for the wrong reasons.
I think we've been pretty consistent in the, it's not conservatives, it's the Republican Party. I think the Republican Party has let conservatives down. And I don't want anybody to wave the Tea Party movement around as like an answer for that, because they're not. They're not a political party. They're a cult.
Whatever. Pulpy. We're all flaming liberals who want to destroy the government with gay abortions, legal drugs, and taxes.
Yay, taxes!
I would say I'm closest to being libertarian.
I would say you're closest to being asshole. All right, that was uncalled for. I apologize. I publicly apologize to Andy for that uncalled for comment. And with that...
Dick.
There you go. Let's get into our topic. High five. Been teasing it for like 17 months.
Oh! Yep.
Longer than we've been on the air.
Listen to you say months like Andy.
Yep, that's how I do it.
Speaking of which, Mean Dog's supposed to come back.
Yes!
The whole reason, well, a big reason why we started doing the top five.
I don't believe that 17 months is longer than we've been doing Tancast, if you think about it.
Oh, that's why I didn't think about it, so I could just move on with this bit.
Okay.
So you thought about it. I wasn't thinking about it. There's where you went wrong.
All right, so at long last, our high five of movie themes.
And we did get everyone else's suggestions.
And based on how long it took us to get to this one, we'll get to those sometime 2023.
Yep. Sometime after the world ends. So, do we want to do this in Tan order? Tim, you want to start us off?
Or we could go in another order, since I almost always start us off.
All right. Noah, do you want to go first?
Why the fuck not? Let me just get my little listy-bisty up here.
All right. All right, taking too long, Darky. Back of the bus. All right, here I go.
Whoa.
James Bond!
I love how I squeezed that out of you.
I had to bring up my list. I got up. Yeah, James Bond. The classic one.
Yep. So you mean the James Bond theme, not the movie themes, the movie theme songs that they do.
Right, the actual classic theme that, you know, probably most people would think of when they think of James Bond. I don't know. Do most people think of that theme?
Yeah. What else did you think of?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on when you're born. Yeah, if you're a little younger.
I think lots of people might think of, I guess I'll die another day.
We didn't make a rule about whether or not it could have lyrics or not, but that's not what I think of when I think of a movie theme.
Yeah.
Like, when I think of 1989 Batman's theme, mm-hmm. I think of the music. I don't think of Prince. Bat Dance!
What? I totally think of Bat Dance.
Bat Dance!
You know that song.
And where, Choo 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 is the Batman. Choo Choo!
So, shall I go next?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Batman, because it actually was the one on the top of my list.
Well, then I'll take that off the list.
The Danny Elfman theme, used in the Tim Burton movies.
And it was actually used in the TV show as well, the animated TV show.
You are correct, sir.
Well, like a different, like he changed it a little bit.
Did he? I didn't, you know, look at note per note.
Yeah, it was a new arrangement.
Still the same underlying theme.
Right.
Yeah. It just kind of has this, kind of a dark sense, a little bit of weirdness, but
a little bit of a gradual build.
It feels very action-packed. Yeah, the gradual build. You can imagine, like, Batman sneaking through the dark and then beating the shit out of people suddenly.
As I often do. Imagine, late at night, alone in my room, judging myself.
Oh, Batman.
Well, keeping it in a superhero theme, since this was on my top five list of songs, of course it had to be on my top five, or high five list of music. Movie music, Superman, John Williams. As an added bit of trickiness, I've decided to... Each of my five is a different composer, so I don't do all John Williams.
Oh.
So I've just shot my John Williams load right there with...
Ooh, that's a big load.
Yeah, that's a super load that you can't stop if it's trying to come for you.
Yeah, well, I'll just jump behind my magic shield.
I talk about that on stage now when I sell my CD. I'm like, the second track is about whether or not, it's a debate about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if he wanted to. Spoiler alert, no.
I think the jury's still out.
I want. Is there anybody on Noah's side? Like, yeah, you could stop. Write in. Write comments, email, whatever. Can you? Is anybody on Noah's side in the Superman debate? Or is everybody on my side? Like, fucking Superman, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you know where I come down on that. If Superman wants your ass, Superman owns your ass.
Unless you're Metallo.
Maybe I am Metallo. In a world
then you are the most low-level supervillain I've ever met. You know what? I'm just going to do recipes and sprinkle walnuts on it. That's how I'm going to... That's how I'm going to take over the world.
I'm going to show up places and remind you of things that you already knew.
All right, Noah. What's your next
one? Oh, back to me?
Yep.
Sweet. T2?
Oh. Dun, dun, there goes one of them. Dun, 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 dun. As I was listening to the Now Playing podcast, they point out, like, fucking Terminator 1, that shit sucks.
The theme song?
It's the same song. Yeah, it's the same song, but it's, like, all 80s and synthesizer. It's like...
It probably kicked ass for the time.
Probably, but it doesn't
anymore.
Yeah,
it's like going back and watching, Lady Hawk? Is that the one that Matthew Broderick was in?
Yeah.
Young
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, just, it's like swords and fantasy and fucking 80s synth pop the whole goddamn time.
Synth pop.
Okay.
But yes, Terminator 2, good theme.
That was just a good movie.
All right, well, I'm going to dip into the John Williams well, and I am going to say Star Wars.
I don't know if I know that one.
Can you hum a few bars?
No.
Well, all right then.
Sweet.
Now, are you making
Google it?
Are you just, is that like an all-encompassing Star Wars, like the main theme, the Force theme, Darth Vader's theme, Duel of the Fates, or are you specifically...
No, I was going specifically for the main theme.
Okay.
The Darth Vader theme, the Empire theme, Leia's theme, whatever, you know, all great, all good. The main movie theme was what I was specifically calling out, though.
All right. Good to know.
You know, especially how it just starts off with the horn section and the logo pops up. It's like, oh, yes, movie start now.
Nice.
Do you guys remember the first time you saw Star Wars?
No.
Neither do I.
I remember Return of the Jedi. I saw that. It was one of the first movies I remember seeing in theaters. And I remember I knew about the previous movies, so I must have already seen them, but I don't remember seeing them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm right in the same boat.
It's weird how much that is ingrained in our, you know, our culture, but I don't remember seeing those movies for the first time.
See, we're old, but we're not that old. We hear people like, I remember going to the theater in 1977. I was with my old girlfriend, Trixie Mae.
I don't think I'll ever be one of those guys that remembers, like, that shit.
It was 1955.
Well, yeah, you're never going to remember that shit.
That's true.
Not unless you get the DeLorean up to 88.
Which brings perfectly to my next one, Back to the Future. Alan Stravinsky. No, not the Huey Lewis song, Jack Hole. Love it. It's a good song. It's good to drive to. You'll find yourself speeding, though. You're like, oh, back it down.
87, all right. Crisis averted. Don't gotta go back and fuck my mom.
All right, no more from Alan.
All right, Noah. Time for your number three.
This has been the theme in a few movies, but I think it started off in Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, yes.
And then they also used it in the Lord of the Rings trailers. I'm not sure if they used it in the movie, but I can't even call. It's powerful. That's all I can say about it.
Do you know what the name of the song is?
Not offhand.
Andy, do you? Is that why you're calling him out?
No.
Just being a douche.
I'll find it.
It's had
a couple versions of it. Like, I think the one for Lord of the Rings is called Requiem for the Tower or the Two Towers or something, but I believe it's called Summer Overture on the Requiem for a Dream soundtrack.
All right.
I may have found a copy. I guess it's my turn.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go for the Pee-wee's Big Adventure theme.
Wow. That's it?
Do I need to justify it?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be nice if you said something. I mean, we could do these high five lists and just have this, that, done.
This, that. Jin! Yeah, no, just, it fits the movie incredibly well. And of course, you know, it's Tim Burton and Pee Wee Herman, so Danny Elfman's going to be a good choice to write.
I don't remember how that one went.
It's kind of got a circusy sort of feel, but it's also just like very madcap and sort of off kilter. Always feels like it's just sort of gonna, like the wheels are gonna come off. I like it. I like it a lot.
All right. All right. So me now.
Yes, Tim.
Made me laugh how stupid I just sounded. So I'm going to go with The Incredibles.
Interesting.
The Pixar movie. Score by Michael Giacchino, who also scored the latest Star Trek. There you go. Something you didn't care about, but now know anyway. I like it. It kind of has a James Bond, but like 60s or 50s sci-fi feel at the same time. I like it. And I found once you hum a few bars for it, it's stuck in your head for a while. You're like, ben, 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 and then you'll be doing something later, and you'll be like, well, I'm singing again, aren't I?
Ba-da-ba-da.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da.
Skibbity-doo-ba-doo-doo-doo. I wonder if there's a sequel to that.
I think it's on the back burner because of What's-His-Nuts, the director, is doing something else.
I'd like to see a sequel to that.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I would love to see the sequel to fucking Cars... Oh, yeah, they're driving again. Hooray.
Oh, there's going to be a sequel?
Yeah, it's coming soon.
Wow.
Oh, please, please, please. Can I have a little bit more of Wilson and then fucking Larry the Cable Guy? That would just make my day.
It was
Although
not
they're
bad.
Also working on a sequel to Monsters.
It was like, that was a Pixar movie. It's like, oh, Pixar movie. Well thought, well plotted, well whatever. And then just fucking Wilson's grating voice the entire goddamn movie. And then Larry the goddamn Cable Guy.
I think among adults, that is the least liked Pixar movie. I think among kids, loved that movie.
Kids, little boys bought the shit out of the cars. Like, it's not
yeah.
even...
Oh, yeah.
That's why they're making another one. Because it's like, we can sell
Lightning
more cars.
McQueen,
we'll put a different paint job on Lightning McQueen, and now we can sell more Lightning McQueen shit.
He was sad this movie, so now he's blue.
I think they do that with our toys. Remember they come out with special, like, water version Batman... With flippers?
Yes, I know.
You'd be like, fuck, I need water version Batman. How's he gonna swim?
What do you mean the Cobra plane is orange and black now? Fuck, I gotta get that one too?
Yeah, I just think Incredibles lends itself to a sequel much better than Cars. Because I don't know, like, I feel like that character has gone through his journey and I don't need to hear much more from him. Also, I think they're talking a Monsters, Inc. sequel, which, again, I don't see how they're... I don't know, I feel like they did what they needed to do with that movie. It was fun.
It's called Disney Loves Money.
Well, don't we all?
Yeah.
Are you going to see Toy Story 3?
Yeah, I think... See, I don't feel like that one was... That one's kind of like The Incredibles, where it's inducive of another sequel, especially where they're going with it. It seems like the end of a trilogy since Andy's going to college, and that's what, you know, we find out what exact... Because that's what a lot of 2 was, the fear of what's going to happen when Andy grows up. Well, Andy grows up. Now let's see what happens.
Yeah, like, Toy Story seems like it's got a, every age that it's showing is a different age in the kids' development and thus in the toys, and, you know, they've got different tales to tell. Hey, guys, I'm going to step away for just a minute. I'll be right back.
Son of a bitch! Fuck!
Poopy.
But it's his goddamn baby again.
Fuck that baby.
Oh, I'm a baby. I need attention because I'm a baby.
We'll tell this story while we're waiting. I was at a comedy show recently, and one of the acts in the comedy show was absolutely fucking horrible.
What? Like,
horrible. Horrible. And we were sitting there talking afterwards, me and some of the other comics, and like we started doing the Would You Rather game. Like, would you rather...
Slap me nuts in the door and listen to that comedian again.
Yeah, but they were like, you know, using other comedians that they didn't like. Like, would you rather get teabagged by... Skibble Dooble Dead. I'm not gonna list anybody's name. Like, you know, like, would you rather this person run a train on you or watch that act again? And we're laughing and joking, and then I stopped because the people I was joking with happened to be girls. And I was like, you know what just occurred to me? So, two other female comics are having this discussion, except I am one of the people that's the would you rather. And that just made me sad. Like, it's all fun and games until you realize, wait.
Someone could be saying the same thing about me.
Someone's having this laugh at my expense right now.
You really think, people say that about you?
Why not?
I don't know.
We said it about a lot of people.
Even people who are, like, arguably not bad?
Yeah, I would say that some of them are at least arguably not bad. I don't know if you're going to win that argument.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think people look at you and go, fuck, this guy sucks.
Wow, I just got some Skype spam. That never happens.
Oh, yeah, it does happen.
I'm spammed all the time.
That's why you gotta set your thing to, like, only people I know can, like, message me and shit.
Meh, I just deleted it, moved on.
Alright. So, now it's me.
Yes! Yep.
Jaws.
Oh. Nice. That is
I don't think you even need to justify that one.
That is the fourth John Williams reference so far, I think.
It's good music. It's scary.
Wow, that's some shitty spelling on my list.
And I don't remember seeing Jaws for the first time either.
I do, but I saw it way later in life, so I remember that day I rented it.
I think I might have seen it like way. I don't think it was something that my mom would have let me see or took me to see. Andy,
I'm gonna go with the theme from 2001: Space Odyssey.
Excellent.
Thus spoke Zarathustra.
He's in tight.
Yes. So we're bringing in some Strauss for everybody.
Strauss, yeah. Is that when, like, the monkey, or the caveman thing?
The dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
That's that. German. Excellent. Also sprach Zarathustra. I probably fucked up the pronunciation, but I'm hungry. I don't speak German well when I'm hungry.
Hungry for balls. Poor baby.
Hungry for balls.
Alright, my next one. Star Trek V, Jerry Goldsmith. Which you may know as the theme to Star Trek The Next Generation or the theme to Star Trek The Motion Picture, but I believe 5 was, I think, the best orchestration of that theme. That's right, I'm throwing it out there. Deal with it.
Yeah, when he said that, I was like, wait, isn't that just the same theme as The Motion Picture?
It is, but I feel like... I mean, there were parts in Motion Picture where it's better, like the 4 hours of looking at Scotty and Kirk looking at the Enterprise, like, oh, I'm going to show you the Enterprise, Christ. And the movie is going to stop for an hour while we fly around it. Like, there it is. You know how much
we made a new model! Glory in it!
You know how much we spent on this model? Fucking take a look. Keep taking a look. Are you done taking a look? No, you're not.
Look again. You might miss something.
Look, we blue screened a little tiny man floating by it. Don't miss it. Because here it is again.
I'm impressed.
Plus, I feel Star Trek V gets a lot of hate, especially from the Now Playing podcast.
Fuck them.
Indeed.
In the ear.
Oh, alright. Yeah, they already fuck your ear in the ear every week by listening to their podcast. Zing! How I'm trying to start a war with the Now Playing podcast.
They might be listening right now.
They're going to send their listeners over to Tancast and just fucking flood our comments.
And we're going to send our listeners over there, and they might accidentally notice.
You know, Tim, I just put the Star Trek V orchestration on, and I would agree. I think this is the best arrangement.
Yeah, it is unfortunate that it coincides with what many consider the worst movie.
Yep. Do you have a link, Andy, or you just have it on your MP3 player?
No, this is just for me. Fuck you.
Ooh, girlfriend.
Oh, yeah? Suck it down.
What? Why you gotta hate?
There's a link. Enjoy that link. Because you can't be listening. You gotta be saying your fifth thing.
Because Andy's hungry, and we need to fucking wrap this up. We're
Huh, okay.
To your mom's.
I'm going to pick Don't You Forget About Me, Breakfast Club.
There you go.
Hmm.
There you fucking go.
Don't you forget about me. I don't know the words. The rest of the time.
Yeah, it's like you can't hear that song without thinking that it's for Breakfast Club.
That's what I'm saying, dog. That's what I'm saying.
Dog. Unless you were me 5 years ago who didn't know that it was from that song. From that movie until I finally rented it. I rented that movie 3 times without watching it.
Sweet. Way to get right on it.
Like, I rented it, and I was like, oh, shit. I never watched it. Now it's time to turn it in. Well, fuck it. Here you go. Thanks for that.
You must have been really into that movie, Tim.
Super into it. Like a guy who's into things.
All right. So, my fifth and final, I'm going to go back for the Elfman and say the theme for Beetlejuice.
Oh, shit. That's one of my honorable mentions. Sorry. Not that groundbreakingly exciting, but just...
Pretty exciting.
My other Danny Elfman one, because I... My other Danny Elfman one is Scrooged. I really like that theme. It's like Christmassy, but it's that Danny Elfman scary Christmassy. Kind of like Nightmare Before Christmas, but without all the Nightmare Before Christmas.
My honorable mentions included Gremlins and Nightmare Before Christmas.
Did Danny Elfman do Gremlins?
I believe so.
Wow. Flippledy-dippledy-dee.
What do I have? Imperial Death March?
Oh, wait, I haven't done my last one yet.
No.
Oh,
Tim,
sorry. Never mind.
Jesus, Noah.
You started mentioning honorable mentions. I get excited.
Because he mentioned one of my honorable mentions.
I get excited.
All right. Well, tuck it back in. So, my last one is Rocky. The Rocky theme by Bill Condon.
I knew you were going to pick that one.
Really? Because it was a last-minute addition.
Oh. Well, it seemed like you would.
Because when all my Danny Elfman ones got taken except for Beetlejuice, which I decided just couldn't be in the high five. Yeah.
Oh.
That's always...
The Gremlins theme is Jerry Goldsmith.
Look at that. But the Rocky theme is an excellent theme to climb stairs to. Like, if you're going upstairs, you just start humming it in your head. Before you know it, you're at the top of the stairs. Alright, Noah, you want to hit up your honorable mentions? Are we just going to do them all our honorable mentions at once, that we don't have to go all the way around each time?
Sure.
To get this done faster.
Welcome for a Dream is an intense movie.
Yes, it is.
Just throwing out there. So, I had Indiana Jones...
That was one of my honorable mentions as well.
Me too.
Halloween.
Oh, that's a good one. I hadn't thought about it.
And the Imperial Death March. That's the one that goes bum, 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 bum,
yes.
Right?
Yep. Alternately known as the Darth Vader theme.
Okay. And whoop, there it is.
I also, in addition to the ones already mentioned, had Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Penis
and
Hands.
And Driving Miss Daisy.
What?
I don't fucking remember that theme. Are you making a joke?
No.
You stand alone, my friend.
Well, look at me. I am the iconoclast.
Sure. If that's someone who has weird taste in movie music, then you are the iconoclast. That's random. Not that I don't have a random one on my list that I'm about to read off, but that is fucking random.
Yeah, after I put up Batman, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, 2001 A Space Odyssey, Beetlejuice, Driving Miss Daisy.
Right, I should have seen the pattern. I'm an idiot. So, Star Trek 2, James Horner. It was neck and neck who was going to make my list, because I didn't want to have two Star Treks on the list. That's it.
Can you hum a little bit of that one?
No, actually.
Hang on, let's see if I can find it. I'm listening to the Miss Daisy theme. It kind of sounds like it's a theme for like an 80s like action show or something.
Driving Miss Daisy PI.
Weird.
Miss Daisy got a gun.
Here is the James Horner Star Trek theme. I'm fucking it up. I'm not selling that at all. I apologize. James Horner's like, that's not how I did it. Interesting.
Yeah, but I think you made the right choice. I think Star Trek V was the way to go.
It is one of those iconic themes, mostly because of its association with The Wrath of Khan.
Mm-hmm.
He also uses it again in Part 3, like during the Escape of the Enterprise. That's a good theme as well. escaping from space dock.
Con.
The Odd Couple? I told you I had a random one at least.
You would pick that one, Hobo.
The American President. It's a very Frank Capra, you know, like, yeah, inspiring. It's not Frank Capra, but it's esque. Capra esque, I believe, is the term. And they also
term used in that movie.
Well, and also in film in general. Ass Haggit. It's also used in the line for Soaring Over California while you're waiting in line. I'm not sure why they picked it. It has nothing to do with planes, California, or anything else, but you know what? While you're waiting for this California-themed flight simulator, here's the American President theme.
Why not?
Speed.
Oh, yeah?
That could also be substituted with the Bad Boys theme, which sounds almost identical.
Does it?
Oh.
Yeah, if you sing one, it's hard to sing the other.
I forgot to put The Rock on my honorable mentions.
Oh, shit. There, now it's on mine. ID4, Independence Day. I've always liked that theme.
Doesn't Rock sound like ID4 or no?
No.
What's ID4?
Ah, fuck, now I can't get to it.
Yeah.
And I keep closing YouTube.
You homo. Why do you keep closing YouTube?
Dun 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 dun. There you go.
It almost sounds like somebody flipped the music for Superman upside down.
Anyway, it could be. I don't know, nigga. Sometimes you gotta race. Alright, almost done. Casino Royale, which is pretty much the Bond theme that Noah was talking about, which is re-orchestrated with, like, a chorus behind it. Like, it's like... like, intense. But I saw that trailer, like, fuck, I don't care what happens, I'm gonna see that movie.
Just that was a good movie.
Demon choir boys. And lastly, Air Force One. Also Jerry Goldsmith.
Which one?
Air Force One. Air Force One.
I'm trying to remember what the theme of that is.
Yeah, Mr. Air Force One hater.
Get off my bike.
He's not on a bike.
No, he's so old. Get off my lawn.
I can't find the Casino Royale one. I keep getting Chris Cornell.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I really liked the Chris Cornell theme. Or not the theme, the song that he wrote for that. You Know My Name?
If you can find the Casino Royale one, Tim, or if you have a link to it, I had one more honorable mention that I forgot about, and I just remembered when you guys talked about Hans Zimmer. I like the theme to True Romance by Hans Zimmer, and there's a link to it.
Hans Zimmer.
Oh, I think I found the Casino Royale.
Sweet.
But not faster than I did, boom!
he did faster than you, Tim. He got the link in the first.
What? No.
In my view, he got the link first.
Mm-hmm. Bullshit. My view, I'm first, and my view is the only one that counts.
That is a good one.
So, Noah, back in a while ago, you were going to interrupt with something? Sorry, I'm yelling over Casino Royale, and then I paused it, and I realized I told you. Yelling.
It was that honorable mention for True Romance.
Oh, I thought you were interrupting to say something, like, completely off topic, because that's your gig.
No.
Apologize to her. I was literally shouting over Casino Royale, and then I turned it down. I'm like, oh, I don't need to be this loud.
I don't hear the chorus you're talking about, Tim.
It's pretty far in.
Okay.
Man, the
minute
True Romance
20...
theme.
Ah, sorry, I'm doing it again.
Very slow. Very slow to build.
Minute 25 or so, at least in the link I sent.
Yes, it is, Andy.
In fact, when I made the fake movie trailer for Monorail, the movie, when Pirates of the Caribbean and Haunted Mansion and Country Bears and Mission to Mars were all Disney rides that got made into movies, and I was starting to make those Kingdom comedies that were fake movie trailers for upcoming movies based on Disneyland rides, the one I made for Monorail was using the Casino Royale theme, just because it made it sound way more exciting. All right. And Tancast runs out of gas.
Mm-hmm. It's like those times where we just all wind up looking at boobs. This time we're just all listening to different songs.
I guess the listeners can't be listening to other shit while listening to Tancast. Too bad for you. We can take a break from each other. Like, fuck it. Let's put on Casino Royale and let those two talk to each other. Fuck them.
Yeah, Casino Royale was good. Quantum of Solace, I was not as impressed with.
Yeah, same here. I mean, it wasn't the most wretched piece of cinema ever, but it wasn't great.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as Casino Royale was.
Right.
Really? I really liked Quantum of Solace.
I think it was the villain. I think, if I recall correctly, like, the villain wasn't really that intimidating in Quantum of Solace. Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
I think they should make a Taken prequel. I'm just throwing it out there. If you're listening, Hollywood, there you go.
Oh, yeah. When I was watching Captain EO, I'm like, they should make a Captain... Like, I want to see the Captain EO prequel. Because, like, the very beginning, they're talking. And, like, his commander or whatever goes, I'm surprised with your success after the mess you made of your last mission. I'm like, how the fuck did they fuck up the last mission? Like, the dude, all you have to do is put on a jukebox and he can shoot lasers out of his hands and fly and turn an entire planet good. Like, how did you fuck that up?
And luckily, all of his compatriots come apart.
And there's one called Hooter. He's like an elephant guy. Like, he's like the Aquaman of that team. Why is he there? All he does is fuck shit up the entire movie.
Yep. Backing into things.
He eats the fucking map so they can't find where they're supposed to. Like, who eats maps?
He's at Jar Jar Binks.
Well, he's not annoying, necessarily. Oh, okay. Like, he's not, like, he isn't running in front of the camera all the time. Ooza, Misa, Aza, Waza, Ooza, Heza.
Aquaman doesn't fuck shit up.
But he doesn't help. That's my point.
Okay. But I don't think he hinders, though.
Quick, Aquaman, there's a crime in Kansas. Oh, I can't do anything. There's no water in Kansas.
Quickly, did you guys see the reviews from Cop Out?
No.
Well, I saw Kevin Smith tweeting his balls off about it.
Not good.
Not surprised.
I think on Metacritic it was like 30 something.
Ooh.
On Rotten Tomatoes, 20%.
Ooh. Getting worse. And on fuckkevinsmith.com, it got a 0%.
Is there a fuckkevinsmith.com?
I don't know. I just made that up. Let's Google it. Or. I guess punch it in and see what happens.
On Metacritic, 32. I don't think Bruce Willis is going to be asking to make movies with him again.
Average of 3.8. Bruce Willis is also the guy who was in...
I know he's done crappy movies.
War of the Roses? Is that what I was going for? Yes, Hudson Hawk. Holy shit, Hudson Hawk. I thought he was also in War of the Roses, though.
Yeah, I mean, I totally, get he wants to, grow as a director, do different things, but fuck, it's like, maybe you should stick with what you know, dude. Pump out some more Silent Bob and Jay and Silent Bob movies.
No, I want to stretch to the point where I snap.
I want to stretch and take up that seat, too. Wait, what? Fifth Element? Yeah, this isn't going to hurt Bruce Willis's.
Oh, whoa, Fifth Element was good.
No, sir.
Yes,
no,
it was.
No, sir. Fifth Element was not.
Fifth Element was good.
The fucking cross-eyed president was bad enough, but...
But he wasn't in that much.
Fifth Element had a couple of good parts.
That was a good movie, overall.
The cross-eyed president should have gone up to the screenwriter and gone, listen, give me that script, and I'm going to do what you should have did 2 hours ago.
On Rotten Tomatoes, it has 71% fresh, Andy.
That's a good callback, Tim.
Thank you.
And truthful, since it's the same guy.
I know, that's why I picked it. I was like, oh shit, it's time to use that again.
Yeah.
Alright, Metacritic has mixed average reviews. It's got a better review than Cop Out, though.
Alright, it's not like Cop Out is the gold standard to which we hold all movies.
It is.
Bonfire of the Vanities, that's what it was. It wasn't War of the Roses. Bonfire of the Vanities.
I never saw
that movie. Was excellent.
Bruce
Willis was also in the second Charlie's Angels movie, so he'll be alright.
I have
in Surrogates.
Oh yeah, that wasn't good. No. No. Sadly.
And the Jackal and Mercury Rising and
I know it wasn't good because I didn't see it advertised. Like, I saw it advertised and then that was it. It was done. Like, hey, Surrogates is coming, and then I never heard anything else. Like, ooh, that means Surrogates left.
The Kid, Unbreakable.
Oh, The Kid was fucking the bomb, dude.
Okay.
Imagine you could meet yourself as a little kid and antics
ensue. For our Tankcast listeners there, if you know the story behind Kevin Smith and Timothy Oliphant, let me know.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
mentioned at Macworld, and I cannot find anything about it. And I'm curious.
Yeah, apparently, I don't know if they got into some sort of feud or,
if Timothy was talking shit about him.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Huh.
He mentioned it, or somebody mentioned it when I asked him a question, and then everybody gave like this knowing laugh, and then we've Googled it, and nothing.
Oh, that story again.
Here's the pulse. Here's your finger, far from the pulse, jammed firmly up your ass.
Right. I've just decided everybody at Macworld decided to punk us without telling us.
Everyone pretend this is funny.
Just pretend there's a Timothy Oliphant story.
Just pretend.
Two-thirds of TanCast is here, and we're going to fuck their world, man. Fuck it.
Wait till they try to Google it. Nobody talk about this online.
All right. Shall we wrap this up?
Yeah.
Any parting words, parting thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I have got a parting thought. Mm-hmm. Say, if you're sitting in a meeting at work and you have one of those clicky ballpoint pens sitting on your lap and it starts to roll off onto the chair between your legs, don't go like diving for it as if the floor was lava that's going to destroy the only pen in existence. Because what will invariably happen is that it will be tip up, you will grab that part and then jam the little clicky bottom button thing down and shoot metal directly into the palm of your hand, leaving a neat little trail of ink that may be there for the rest of your life. I learned these lessons so you don't have to.
Way to go, Andy. Way to go.
We've now been recording long enough to get a second mic fail in.
Woo woo! No mic fail one more time. Don't turn off your shit yet, Noah. Just, you know, we'll just wrap it up and then say goodbye. So say goodbye.
That was it. That was my
bye,
lesson
everybody.
Learned for weeks.
And
that
scene.
Hurt my...
I'm like, I can tell Andy's about to launch into a story. Stop.
No.
Shit's
I'm just saying that hurt me hearing Noah say goodbye. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 89. Be sure to visit TanCast.com where you can leave a comment on this or any episode or any of our blogs. You can also find links to our iTunes feed where you can subscribe to us and write a review. Find a link to the TanCast store where you can buy some underpants that say ask me about the free sex. You're welcome, fellas. And you can also find a link to vote for us at Podcast Alley. Once again, thanks for listening. We will see you next time.
TanCast. You know what they say, though? It's not gay if the balls don't touch.
Is that what they say?
It's not gay if nobody makes eye contact.
I don't think they say that.
It's not gay if no one swallows.
I think the person just told you that so you would feel better while they were fucking you.
Who said they were fucking me?
I did, just now. I don't know if you're paying attention.
How do you know I wasn't just up some guy's ass and like, huh? Hey, Bill, do you think this is gay?
Oh, Tim, that was a good one, sir.
I win.
I just did just now. You scallywag. Andy?
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to get a USB TV tuner so I can record programs on my computer.
Why can't I know that you're going to get a USB TV tuner?
You can. I just
you
didn't think you would care.
You won't care.
It's not like it's an iPhone or something. I might be interested. I'm not some Amish person shunning all technology in all its forms.
Tim just specifically doesn't give a shit about the iPhone.
What devil wiring do you speak of? I do not want to hear it. When you take away work from the man, you take away something from the man.
So, yes.
Okay, Luddite.
Tim, Windows has, I don't know when they started adding it, but Windows has Windows Media Center, which has a built-in TV program, which can also record television for you.
I have that as well on my computer.
So, yes, if you hook up a USB tuner to it, you can record television programs as long as you get a signal.
Well, fuckity-duckity.
Because at some point, I'm going to have to give back the thing I'm using now.
Back to the future?
The future!
No, just back to the company.
Okay.
Yeah, I've considered kind of doing the Noah route and getting the the Hulu and Netflix piped out to my TV and shutting down the DirecTV bill.
Netflix is beautiful. I mean, I guess one problem is you can't search, you know, but like... They give you so many options, like they give you like a bunch of categories on the PS3. Like even stuff that's not in your Instant Watch queue, you can look at the categories of the stuff that Instant Watch, like, you know, TV or, you know, horror or thriller. It's like, why would you even go to the video store again? It's like you could just sit right here and, oh, anything right there. What'd you say, Tim?
He said
So yeah, then I was like, I would like to record programs as well. You guys are
like what?
Oh, I would think it'd be nice to record programs as well. Using my computer, and the USB tuners are fairly cheap.
And the Windows Media Center is finally pretty non-sucky.
Is it supposed to be non-sucky on Vista? Because that's what I have.
Yeah, it was the Vista was supposed to be a lot better than the Windows Media Edition that originally came out with not with XP, but like a couple of years after XP. And which was based on XP.
Nice. Because
XP sucks. God, I hate XP.
Really?
That all brings me to...
Oh, yeah. I'm so done with XP.
Which brings me to a very...
Go ahead, Tim.
You guys just won't, like, fucking let that shit drop so we can start the show. we're going to keep going on this tangent, and we're never going to start the show.
So, I was looking at a couple USB tuners at Amazon. I'm not really sure which one to get. I know if I get a boosted splitter, I can split off the TV and the computer and watch live TV while I'm recording something.
Hate your mom. Hate everyone you know. And I hate your mom and your dad too. I even hate you because you smell like poo.
I hate you. I hate your fucking face.
Skip-tap-tap-doobadoo-way. Yeah. Fuck 'em.